Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. Before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. Well, today's guest is a fellow military spouse and military spouse of the year winner for Fort Stewart, Anna Haggerty. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited, and I know we spent a couple minutes prior to hitting record talking about Fort Stewart, so I'm really excited to learn about y'all's weather because you made it sound quite intriguing.
Yes, it was surprising. Yes. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Well, as we do on the podcast, tell me how long you've been a military spouse and how many PCSs.
Okay, so we are heading on 20 years of being a military spouse. So I blinked, and then bam, 20 years went by. So don't blink. If you're a spouse, don't blink. It'll fly by. And we counted 11 PCS moves.
Holy cow. Okay.
All over the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what part of the world have you lived in? We haven't done alien travel yet, right?
Okay. So my memory records it by where I've given birth, because we have 7 children.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I've given birth all over the world. Yes, yeah, so we've, our first real assignment was to Fort Wainwright, Alaska, had a baby in Italy. We were in South Korea. We were in D.C. We were in New York, South Carolina, Georgia, and Syracuse. I think that's 7 of where my kids were born, and then little schools, you know, sprinkled about our journey.
Wow, holy cow. Okay, mama of 7, I do not know how you do that.
You know what? This is what I tell people. I do it exactly how you do it. I try my best every day, and I take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
That's all you can do, right?
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Well, obviously you were nominated Military Spouse of the Year for a reason. So share with us how you're involved with the MSOE program and a little bit more about, you know, what you've done with your Fort Stewart title.
Sure. So ironically, I didn't even know about this whole program until this year. My husband was downrange, and he nominated me for this award. And so I kept, okay, no, Mike, no, I'm not going to do it, not going to do it. But I kept getting these email reminders. And he's like, just do it. So I think on the very last day, I was like, okay, fine, just stop bugging me. I did it. And then I had to learn about the process and what was going to happen next. And I guess the rest is history. So I didn't even know about it, but I wish I had known about it early on.
Yeah.
Much earlier.
Oh, it's a really cool program. And I think what they're doing to elevate the stories of military spouses is really incredible.
Yes. And, you know, so I thought about it, and I really thought about where my heart was with other military spouses. And so my passion became that my goal was to tie spouses into the military lifestyle and community. And, of course, TIE is an acronym because that's what we do in the military. And it stood for teach, inspire, and entertain. And so if I can incorporate that and reach out to other spouses that were new to either Fort Stewart or the Army life in general, that was my targeted audience. And the sooner I could get them tied in, the better their experience would be, the less complaining, the less problems, that kind of thing that you encounter over this journey. And so that is kind of where I spearheaded all my efforts, with a ton of support to get that up and going.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me more about TIE.
TIE, okay, so to me, information is power, knowledge is power, and the more you know, the better decisions that you can make. And so whether it's getting information out about what Fort Stewart has to offer, what the local community has to offer, you know, getting out of your home and just being a part of something bigger than yourself, that was important to me. Inspire. I get inspiration all over the place. Usually it's through people. For me, a single sentence can alter my whole way of thinking. And so if other people are inspired, then they would, change the way that they thought or their actions also. And then, of course, we got to have fun with entertainment in there. And so whether it's just encouraging people to show up to the activities that are planned, we do a spouse bus tour here that gets them spouses up off the couch, out of their jammies, out of their house, and out into the community to see what that has to offer also. And so that's kind of been my overall theme during my time.
That's awesome. I love that. And obviously that ties great into our next question, which is, focusing more about PCS into Fort Stewart. So how long have y'all been in the Fort Stewart area?
So we got here about 2.5 years ago, and it will be a 3-year assignment for us.
Oh, so you guys are coming up on almost time to go, huh?
That's correct. We're not talking about it.
We gotta save the good stuff. So what surprised y'all about moving to Georgia?
Okay, so we're gonna talk about a couple of areas, and the first one is the weather and the wildlife. I can tell you the 2.5 years that we've been here, we've gone through 2 hurricanes, one which we had to be evacuated. We've had snow. We deal with the blazing heat during the summer. We had a tornado come through post. And I'd say that spring and fall is about 1 week long each.
Wow.
So knowing that, yes, that was surprising to me. And then another thing we're going to talk about is the wildlife. If you're not from the South, you might not be familiar with these certain kind of bugs. Now, I grew up in North Carolina, so we call them roaches, okay?
Yeah.
But here, they have a sexier name for them, and they call them palmetto bugs.
Oh.
Okay, so roaches and palmetto bugs, same thing, and some of them fly.
Oh.
So just keep that in mind. I know that there are people out there who do not like the creepy crawlies, but this is the South. It's not always indicative of having a dirty home. I mean, they're looking for a water source, a heat source. It's just part of life.
Oh.
And then you'll see wild deer running on posts, which is really beautiful. There's wild boar that you can see crossing the street off post. We do have alligators. And then probably the second most annoying thing besides the roaches are the sand gnats. And the red ants. I just thought about something else. Yep. So they do get big ant piles down here, and the ants here do bite.
Oh.
The red ants do. But the sand gnats, they're funny. They call them no-see-ums because you don't see them, but you can feel them biting you. It's weird. But you'll see that more on the coast than you do right here. So the weather and the wildlife, yeah, just mentally prepare for that. And then the last thing that people should prepare for with Fort Stewart, the operational tempo, this is called the Marne Express. And the reason, and I want to discuss realistic expectations, is that the soldiers here, they train hard. There's plenty of field exercises, and there's ongoing deployment.
Wow.
So when people and soldiers get assigned here, knowing that will combat a lot of frustration, I think. And so if you just know the operational tempo of what's going on and why they're doing it, I'm not going to say it makes it easier, but it kind of makes it easier if you just plan ahead for it and you know. So those are the things that I was surprised about coming to Georgia.
You're not making Georgia sound awesome. I'm not going to lie.
No. Which is why I'm going to come back with a positive thing. Something that I did not expect was the kindness of others. So if we're looking at a spectrum, I'm not talking about, way on one side where people are constantly in a bad mood and you can do nothing right. And I'm not talking about the people on the other side who are in a good mood no matter what. I'm talking about the majority that's in the middle of that spectrum. Just the kindness of people and the outpour of love and support. I've learned that if you make the first move and introduce yourself and you invest 2 minutes of the lives of people and you follow up and you remember their name, oh my goodness, that will take you so far. It seems like this is a, there's a lot of people stationed here. It is a small community if you attend the programs and the activities. And so you're most likely going to run into the same faces over and over. And it's a beautiful ride if you're going to be here for the 2 years or 3 years or whatever. And so if you can go ahead and just make that leap and cross over, it's nice when you attend and you already have familiar faces and you can talk to somebody, that kind of thing. And so it's just really the outpouring of support and the kindness of others, because there are so many people here just vested in this community who support the military families. So that I was really grateful and taken back by. So that's the positive.
I love the positive. You got to counteract the, you know, the roaches with something good.
Absolutely.
You know, the first time I saw the big roaches is when we were in Texas, in San Antonio, and they're called water roaches. I had no idea they could get that big, but holy Toledo, they are scary.
Yes. Oh.
I had one corner me in my bathroom one day, and I was just like, oh, good Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You should have put a leash on it and taken it for a walk.
Pretty much could. Oh, he was terrible. And they hiss. Nobody told me they hiss.
What?
No, they hiss.
What?
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. We're not having conversations. No. We're not having conversations with bugs. That's not going to happen. No.
So let's talk about traffic. Before we get to traffic, I want to talk about fun activities to do.
You want to talk about fun activities?
Yes. What are some local sports and outdoor activities for little ones? And you should know, Mama of Seven. Holy
So there are constant activities and programs going on, both on Fort Stewart and off. We have an incredibly supportive and fantastic community around Post. And so I really encourage people not only to follow, but to take part in what they offer. Because they're just very supportive. I will bring up MWR, the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation program here. They are amazing. They really provide a ton of programs and entertainment for our community that is ongoing. And I'm just going to list out a few just because there's so many. So let me just kind of roll these out. They have two 18-hole golf courses. They have a Cork and Recreational Center that has roller skating, laser tag, and bounce houses. They have a putt-putt golf course. They have neighborhood swimming pools. They have a place called Holbrook Pond, mm-hmm. which you can go fishing. They have outdoor movies. They have cabanas for picnics. It has a dog park. They do pet boarding. It has a paintball course. Fort Stewart has 250,000 acres of training areas, so they do managed hog hunt. They do the traditional like sports programs for kids. They do mommy and me programs, story time at the library. They do babysitter training, holiday programs, summer activities. But I would say the biggest and coolest thing is their big 4th of July festivities that they had here on Post. Mm-hmm. And last year, they had Low Cash and Three Doors Down come and sing. And that was wonderful.
Wow.
And it's already been put out that this year, or I should say 2019, they're having Lady Antebellum come.
Wow.
And sing. Yeah. So that's huge.
That really is huge.
It's amazing. They do a fantastic job putting that together. And then just an hour away is Savannah and Tybee Island and St. Simons Island. So you're really surrounded by a ton of things to do around here.
That is really amazing. Wow. There's a lot going on. So
yes. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, which it sounds like because there's a lot going on, you might run into traffic. Something everyone wants to know about. This is the most frequently asked question that I get for folks going to San Antonio and Colorado Springs. Although I feel as though San Antonio being the seventh largest city in the U.S., you cannot compare the traffic there to most places because it's growing and our infrastructure hasn't grown. So tell us more about traffic in Fort Stewart. Is it something that people need to be aware of, or is it What are your thoughts?
Okay, so most people either know about or have heard about the Washington, D.C. traffic, which is almost like gridlock.
Yeah.
And that's what I compare it to. The traffic here is nothing like that. Outside the gates of Fort Stewart is a small town. So besides peak times like PT, lunch, and the end of the duty day, there's very light traffic. Normal would be like 5 cars at a light. That's it.
Wow.
It. Yeah. So I would take this traffic any day, or I guess lack of traffic really, but now they are growing. So, but right now it's not bad at all.
No, that's not bad at all, actually. Having I too have experienced the DC traffic, and I think once you experience that in New York, it's like it's your comparison gets pretty relative at that point. So, are there hidden gems in Fort Stewart in terms of like local hotspots, places that you're just like, oh, these are your local, check it out, grab a bite, really cool places to check out while you're here?
You know, sometimes the hidden gems, I mean, you nailed it. Those are the best, you know. And I love what usually military spouses bring, because you'll have a lot of foreign spouses, foreign-born spouses here, and they'll open something up, and everybody always loves it because they want the authentic thing. But here in Hinesville, which is the town right outside of Post, they have a fantastic German restaurant called Zum Rosenhof. There's a great Mexican restaurant called Rodeos. There are, I believe, two or three Korean restaurants. And then, if you want to travel about 30 minutes away in Richmond Hill, they have a great place called All Things Chocolate. And so you have to visit them. And then another local place called Flaco's Tacos. That's delicious. And then I know another one up in Richmond Hill also is called the Sunbury Crab Company. For if you like seafood, you literally like eat on a boat dock, and they'll usually have live music.
Oh, how fun is
So,
that?
yeah. And then Savannah's like 45 minutes away, and at that point you'll have numerous eating
Oh, yeah.
options. But I would like to make a note that Hinesville, because it's so small and they're really trying to get in some great places, Chick-fil-A just moved in to Hinesville this year, and that was a big uproar because who does not love Chick-fil-A? And they're also a huge supporter of our military community. And what's really cool too is that they have an indoor playground that a lot of moms can go with their little ones. And so I know it's a chain, but Chick-fil-A was big when they got here. So we love Chick-fil-A.
I am guilty of charge of taking my babies to some Chick-fil-A indoor while mama's working. So,
You know what? Whatever. Yep. It works. It
yep,
works.
whatever you can do
Absolutely.
to make them happy getting some Chick-fil-A, get some nuggets going, and then go play the
Everybody
plaything.
leaves happy.
And if you're real good, you get an ice
Absolutely.
cream.
Real good.
Real good, because mommy doesn't want to deal with the aftermath of the ice cream.
Nope. Nope. You're
So,
right.
Anna, you've offered so many good tips. If you could leave our listeners with the one thing you wish you would have known before you PCS to Fort Stewart, what would it be?
Well, there are so many things, so I did have to narrow it down, but it is more than one. On the technical side, I would recommend that people enroll in childcare before getting here. You don't have to have orders to do that to enroll. So get in childcare before you get here. I mean, we have email, fax machines, whatever. Use technology and go ahead, because that'll make your move a lot smoother. Also, with pet boarding, same thing. I would say ask for a sponsor and then become a sponsor. Join your FRG group, your family readiness group. And if there is no leader, get trained and become a family readiness group leader. And that's to receive important unit information. We already talked about how high speed the division is. And so getting that information is vital. You know, join clubs, join the spouses club here. There's numerous things that you can join to stay involved. And then finally, Fort Stewart just came out with an app. It's both on Apple and Android. And so that's going to have all the pertinent information that spouses need to know that they can have, you know, in their hands. And it's yellow and black, and it has Rocky the Bulldog on it. So that's all my technical things as far as getting here. On the softer side, just a couple words of advice is be who you needed. So if you notice somebody moving into your neighborhood, go drop off a plate of cookies and leave your contact information. You know, hey, if you have any questions, call me. Or, hey, I'll be your emergency contact for your kids so you can enroll them in school until you find somebody else. You know, just those things that we've all been through over and over, and it's so nice when people come to us with the answers as opposed to going out and finding it. I would say be who you are and share that with others.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the answer to somebody else's prayer. We all have our own gifts and talents, and so make sure you are sharing that with others, and it will come back tenfold. And then finally, the best way to be supportive, whether it's programs, activities, you know, friends, whatever, we have this little saying that says, get up, dress up, show up, and eat up.
Yeah.
And you'll have a successful, you know, duty station.
That's huge. And I love that. And I love that you're giving that advice, because it's not only applicable to Fort Stewart, but it can go anywhere. And
you got it.
I think with a positive attitude, I've lived in some real fun places like Clovis, New Mexico, and I'm very mm-hmm. open about it, that I think with a positive attitude, you can really make any location awesome. And it might not
Absolutely.
Be the place that you would have picked to live, but with mm-hmm. with a good attitude, you can make it awesome.
Amen. You got it.
Well, Miss Anna, I loved our conversation today. Thank you so much for being on Mill Housing Nation, and we look forward to hearing from you and hearing how things are going. And when you're ready to PCS, we want to hear about your new journey as well.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.